Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our call today. On the call is myself, Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, and Dr. Marie Adelot, Chief Medical Officer. I'm going to turn it over to Marie to begin with today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just wanted to give you a few updates. As everyone knows, the number of COVID-19 cases in Monroe County are gradually increasing. We're not seeing a surge as we had feared, but we're seeing just a slow increase in number of cases, which is positive, which is good. The social distancing is slowing down the spread of the illness, although because the curve is flattened, it may go on for longer. So the actual length of time the pandemic will be here is not known, but it's probably going to be around longer than was previously predicted. I think you're all aware that social distancing measures are being continued at the Summit and the Wolf, that temperature and symptom monitoring occurs at the entrance of the home, and that all residents at the Summit are having temperatures checked, and at the Wolf and Lodge are having temperatures checked twice daily. Any residents who have fever symptoms, and we're aware of this either by looking in our computer record for the Wolf or from Summit residents self-reporting, anyone who has the fever symptoms is offered and provided COVID testing. And this is done by nursing staff of the Jewish home that come down and do the nasal swabs. I just want everyone to realize how unusual this is in Monroe County to have the availability of nursing staff to do the testing. The testing is done promptly. We are having results within 24 to 48 hours, high priority test results, and we're very pleased with our testing capabilities. Thus far, we have done 7 tests on residents with fevers, and all have been negative for COVID. Well, what does happen if one of the residents of Wolf or Summit comes back positive for COVID-19? A lot of the management will depend on the resident's clinical condition, whether the person is severely ill, needing the hospital, or mildly ill. If mildly ill, a Summit resident may remain in their apartment to recover. We recommend that the resident should consult their own physician. A Lodge resident with mild illness will be cared for at the Lodge because of the issues with wandering. We don't feel that moving them to another location would be beneficial unless, of course, they are very ill, they would go to the hospital. However, if a Lodge resident became ill, we would have all staff at the Lodge, every discipline, wearing full protective equipment. That includes a gown, gloves, mask, and face shield. For mildly ill Wolf Manor residents, we are most likely going to move them to the Jewish home COVID unit, where we have reserved a space for COVID positive patients only. Currently, we do not have anyone in there. We don't have any COVID positive folks at the Jewish home currently. Again, we've discussed before, but residents with severe illness, such as high fever or shortness of breath, may need hospital care setting. If an employee becomes ill with fever or respiratory symptoms, they will be sent home. We are providing COVID testing of employees through the Jewish home. We're doing this ourselves, and there's again a rapid turnaround. We're getting results back within 24 hours for the most part. And thus far, we've had no COVID positive employees. If we do have positive employees, we are following the New York State Department of Health guidance on when that employee may safely return to work. Just to mention, I'm sure Susan will go over, but all of the previous measures that we've discussed to keep your loved ones safe are still in place. We're restricting visitors, we're monitoring the temperatures of anyone coming in, we're doing a lot of environmental cleaning, and we're heavily endorsing social distancing at both the Wolk and the Summit. We are doing everything possible that we can think of to keep your family members safe and healthy. Even with all this care, as the COVID cases increase in our community, it is possible that cases will occur at the Summit and the Wolk. This can occur through staff that have minimal to no symptoms, residents coming back from medical appointments. It's very hard to pinpoint how the virus can come in, but it's been shown that it can come in despite the best preventive measures. We will continue to work hard every day to keep your loved ones safe and healthy, and we will keep communicating with you of any change or any update all the time. Thank you, and keep safe and healthy.
Okay. Susan, again, actions to be taken that we've taken at Summit at Wolk, and this includes Lodge. Whenever I say Wolk Manor, it always includes the Lodge. The meals continue to be delivered to resident apartments. At Wolk Manor, there are 2 to 3 Wolk residents that require supervision during the meals, so those few residents are remaining in the Wolk dining room with staff supervision, but every other resident at Wolk and Summit continue to have their meals delivered to them. We strongly encourage that all Summit at Brighton residents do not leave the building. Walking on the Summit grounds is permitted as long as there's social distancing observed. Visitors are restricted from entering the Summit Wolk campus, so that's been ongoing. Group gatherings are limited to 8 people or less. And I know at the Summit that they're usually groups of 3 or 4. I don't usually see as many as 8 people together. Small group engagement activities are occurring on the resident floors, and that's pretty much daily. And some residents participate and some don't, but we do get a few coming out every day. And all residents of the Summit are now wearing masks, and many of the Wolk residents are wearing them as well. So a question that I have from a family member is, now that the weather is turning nicer, can residents walk outside? And can I have my son and daughter walk with me? Residents at Summit or Wolk Manor may walk or sit outside as long as they observe social distancing and preferably be wearing a mask. If family members are to sit or walk outside with our residents, it's limited to 2 people at a time. And then we also need family members to observe social distancing and wear a mask. So all of those things have to be in place to visit with your family member outside on a nice day. And we haven't had many of those lately, so everybody's been cooped inside and I know they want to get out. Also keep in mind that there are over 150 residents between both Summit and Wolk, so if we begin to see too many groups of people outside with their family members, it will become difficult for us to observe social distancing, which could result in closing the Summit Wolk campus to visitors even outside. So we want to honor, you know, the need that you want to see a family member, and if we can do it safely outside, we're willing to try that. If we can't do it safely, then, you know, we'll have to just go to or stop doing that. So what are you doing to help residents get some exercise? At both Summit and Wolk, the activity staff have been holding plenty of exercises each day for residents to participate in. They're held in small groups, or they're done by Zoom calls. Our fitness coordinator, Jody Brzezinski, has been creating videos for residents to use, and she has videos that are good for the general population fitness classes, and then some she made specifically for residents. So if you're interested, you're a resident and you're interested in getting one of those videos made for you, just contact Jody. Another question was, are Summit residents observing social distancing? Well, residents of both Summit and Wolk are doing a pretty good job of that, I must say. But to better define the social distancing, we have placed tape markings on the floor in our common areas to give residents a better understanding of how far apart they should be. So what does it look like to be about 6 feet apart? And it's working out pretty well. Another question from a family is, if my family member goes off the campus for a doctor's visit, will they be quarantined for 14 days when they return? No, they won't be quarantined for a physician's appointment. We ask that the residents use our transportation to get to the physician appointments, and they must bring back a note from their doctor to give to either the Summit or Wolk directors. This process is in place for the safety and protection of our residents. And then I just want to just address something specifically at the lodge. So the residents there are able to go out into the interior courtyard for fresh air, and they have been out a little bit on the really sort of warm days, but they're planning on planting a garden, and they're planning on flower gardens. So they're really excited about that, and you know, we'll send you pictures when we get them. But I just wanted you to know that there's plenty of activities going on at the lodge too. Kate, the activities person there, really does a great job of keeping them engaged. That's all of the questions that I have that you've submitted for now. Please be aware that this call will be recorded and will be posted on the website soon, on the JSL website soon. So thank you and have a good day.